can't remember how long it took him to go, but he'd load all his milk in bottles and carry it to town. I guess things wasn't too, there wasn't no such thing as health officers or strict sanitary rules them days. But I don't know of anybody ever being contaminated from drinking milk. Now you take right now, my boys was both raised on raw milk right out of the cow. I was raised on raw milk because I don't never remember when my people didn't have one to three cows that they milked every day. And we drink that milk just like you'd drink water. I mean, if you want a glass of milk, you just went out there at the well, and we didn't have no refrigeration, but you went out there at the well and taking your dipper and poured it in your glass and drink you a glass of milk. I mean, that's the way it was. And I guess we was all healthy. We all lived to get grown anyway. And oh, come on in, come on in, yeah.
What if it had been a stranger and you were just meeting
them? I'm glad to meet you. Come on in. Yeah, have him come in and listen to the radio if that's what he comes for. Turn the thing on and let's hear it. And if it was the same way, that's the way you did. Of course, everybody knowed everybody else. And if I went over to mile over here to see somebody, and it was long about time for dinner, why, he'd feel almost insulted if I didn't go in and at least have a cup of coffee with him. I mean, you come on in and have dinner. Well, if I wasn't hungry, I would go in and sit down and drink a cup of coffee, see? But if I was hungry, I'd go in and eat me a meal.
What about if they were passing food right now? And they were offering some food, what were they saying?
Here, have some of this here meat, or have some of this here beans. Or
if you didn't want, that particular food, what would you say?
Well, you could tell a person that no, I wouldn't care for any, or something like that, or I wouldn't care for any right now, or something like that. You said it in a way you never, and I always try to do that all my life, is to don't hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to hurt nobody. I like people, and I don't want to hurt nobody, and if I can do anything good for them, okay, but I ain't going to try to do them no harm if I can help it.
Like if, you ate dinner with them and then you lose them, or if somebody ate dinner with you and they lose them,
well, if you come back again, if you happen to be around this way, yeah, stop in. And if I thank them for their hospitality or their dinner, tell them I enjoyed it.
Well, what about when dinner was over and your wife was clearing the table, what would she do with the dishes?
She'd start cleaning them up and raking the food off.